Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Void Podcast. This is actually part two of a show that we started last week that ran a little long, where we are connecting sports and the Olympics to business and how well they parallel each other. So stay tuned for those parallels and some other side tangents and boring stories. So we'll hopefully you guys will enjoy the rest of this. Usain Bolt, former runner.
He's right? The
fastest man in the world.
Is
he still the reigning fastest guy in the world?
He holds the world record.
Okay.
For the 100, 9.58, 5.9, something. It's something like that.
So a couple of years ago, he was quoted saying that he said, I trained 4 years to run for 9 seconds. And people give up when they don't see results after 2 months.
Yeah.
And it's so true. It's like, that is it's 4 years of monotony for one chance.
Yeah.
At becoming a legend.
Was it 9.59?
9.58.
And what they run yesterday, the other day, 9.77.
9.7 something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how long ago that was, but it's been 15 or 20 years ago that he set that record. These guys are better trained, better nutrition. We as a human race are just getting bigger, stronger, faster, and they're still slower now.
Yeah.
Like he is the man.
Yeah. Yeah. Undoubtedly. I saw another graphic that showed the last place guy in the 100 meter dash was barely quicker than the first place guy from, I think, 1988. I can't remember their names.
Yeah.
But like, that's how slow evolution is happening.
Yeah. It's slow.
It's taken, 30 years and we're now just to the point where the last place guy is barely faster than the first place guy.
Yeah.
It's just so wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But what, like to your point, what, and his point really is, I mean, think about, like last year, Patrick Mahomes, what was the, other quarterback's name from,
Joe Burrow,
Minnesota. No, it was Mahomes, the quarterback from Minnesota and the quarterback from, Marcus Mariota, whoever he was playing for. They did that, that show. And it showed them training and everything in the offseason and all that stuff.
The Netflix quarterback special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like literally, those guys were waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
They had their own. Marcus Mariota had his own nutritionist, who is his buddy and his chef, like feeding him detailed meals every day so that he could get just a little bit more energy.
For that edge, right.
Just for that edge. Literally every day of their lives is put into being the greatest.
Right.
And Marcus Mariota is a middle of the rung shit quarterback.
Right.
And it still takes that much to get just to get to there. Holy shit.
You see this is why I like sports and paralleling to business is because you see it everywhere. My mind just went blank on the name of the movie, Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Well,
with Matt Damon and
So you got Ken Miles and the whole crew, and basically they learned the rules better than Ferrari.
Yeah.
And so once they learned the rules, they now knew where they could get an edge here and get an edge here and pump this up and push this around, and they ended up, overtopping Ferrari. And that's the way it is everywhere. There was a Formula One race team that read through all the rules and learned there was one area that they could exploit that wasn't in the rules. And basically this got discovered because they were watching in-car video. And when the guy would come off the straights, he would push two buttons on the steering wheel and nobody knew what the two buttons did. What the two buttons did was it changed the caster and the camber of the front suspension to allow it to have better traction under braking.
Yeah.
And then when he'd let the buttons off,
it
would go back. So he had better traction under acceleration. And they won by a landslide.
Yeah.
And then
just allowed him to hold more speed into the corners.
And then they went through the next year and said, okay, you can't do that anymore. That team exploited the rules so well, so perfectly, that the rules commission had to make a whole new rule.
Yeah.
Because the guys who knew the rules better than anybody found a way to win.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we can't have that.
We got Ferrari back on top, like always.
Right.
Hey, so I still want a Ferrari.
That is
my pipe dream is alive.
It's very similar to the Olympics, like with your blood doping and everything else. And that's where you get into the controversy with like these male female boxers.
Oh man, here we go.
Because like they have such strict rules on what's allowed, like what you can put into your body and what's allowed. And they have very specific reasonings for those rules. It gives you an unfair advantage, right? In other words, female boxers can't go dope up on boatloads of tests and pass.
No.
There's a reason why. Elevated testosterone levels give you unfair advantages.
That's right.
Right? And so they have all these rules to create an equal, like a semi-equal playing field, as equal as it can be. And then there's the, like, the in women's boxing, the people that are, the two people that are competing for the gold medal test as biological males, right? So now, if you look back on it, you're going to see, like, you...
I want to help you, but I'm not sure where you're going.
What the when the story broke about those female boxers, it came off like that they were trans or something like that. And yes. Now we know more about it to know that they probably, like, you, it's hard to know the truth, but they probably aren't trans. It's probably a genetic deformity.
Abnormality.
Abnormality.
There you go.
That allows them to test as a male, even though they have female genitalia, right?
We think.
We don't even know. But for the same reason all those doping rules are in place, like, you gotta say that person can't compete because they have a genetic difference that's in like, they did not pass the biological testing to show that they're a female. But yet somehow they were allowed to compete in the Olympics. Now, there was some other national competition that they were banned from because they didn't pass the biological genetic testing.
Yeah.
So.
And that was, and I don't know a whole lot about what the actual rules and rulings were.
Right.
Like, but if it's the rule for that competition and they don't pass it, you can't let them in there.
Right.
Regardless if it's morally right or wrong or what the deal is, but like the rules are the rules, like right. You're saying, if they don't pass the rules, then right. You know, what are we doing?
It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Right.
And instead you end up with now all of this, you know, hubbub and everything else about how two biological males are competing for women's boxing gold.
Yeah.
Right. Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner. Right?
Should probably be vanquished off the face of the earth.
Believe it or not, she went on a national media publication and she spoke her true opinion about this whole thing. And she was like, they got to go. They can't compete. Like, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
If you've got XY chromosomes.
Yeah.
You have a genetic superiority when it comes to strength and everything else against women in a class where strength matters.
Yeah.
You, for the same reason we have anti-doping rules to limit how strong somebody can be with modifications to their body. Like,
yeah.
These people were born with those modifications, but still, you can't let them in there.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, you have to have rules for fairness, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just have to. But then I agree with you 100%. I'm just going to play devil's advocate for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a black guy, most of them have stronger, longer tendons in their legs.
Okay.
Okay. They can just run faster than the rest of us white, slow people, right?
Okay.
Like, it's a genetic, it's not an abnormality. It's an abnormality if I had those.
Right.
You know what I mean? So does that mean that they can't race against me? No. Well, no, of course not.
Well, it depends on what the rules say.
That's my point.
So like in wrestling, you have weight classes, right? And
yeah.
So if you have one guy who genetically is allowed to build more muscle and put on more weight than other people, right? Some people have that advantage.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to build muscle. It's easy for me to put on weight or whatever.
That's like me and you. Like
right.
if I go to the gym every day and work out, like if I worked out as much as you do, I wouldn't gain 20 pounds.
Right.
Like,
right.
If, you know what I mean? I just won't. My body won't do it.
So in wrestling and all those classes.
That makes us genetically different.
Well, they have weight classes.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't end up with some guy that's 275 boxing some guy that's 140.
Yeah. For the record, I'd still box you.
Well, okay. but they still find ways to even up the competition.
Yeah.
And to allow for those, you know, genetic differences.
And I'm playing devil's advocate, but it really goes more to your point of that's why we have to have those rules.
Right.
Like, you just have to have them in place. Now, will people get around them from time to time? Yeah. And this is going to be another business draw on. Look, someone in your community may be outrunning you in marketing because you think something is quote unquote unfair.
Right.
Well, I can't believe the city allows him to do that. Well, the guy knows three guys on the city council.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, he found an advantage.
100%.
It's 100% your job to find those advantages and
exploit
the dog shit out of them and get everything you can get. This is the same thing we talked about this 3 or 4 weeks ago about, you know, the IRS, people like, well, they're tax dodgers. No, I'm doing everything within the rules to not pay higher taxes because they're already effing me.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it's my duty as head of the household, head of business, head of whatever, to keep as much money in-house as I can to provide for the next either generation, the next employee I hire, whatever. Like, it's my duty to do that. And if I've got to push the rules to the very fucking edge, I'm going to do that. I have to.
Speaking of which, we got like a little over $2,000 back from the feds.
I owe another $1,000 and I've already fucking paid this year.
No. I'm like, they audited us.
Oh, backfire on them.
Yeah.
I love that.
They audited us and they were like, hey, it has something to do with our vehicle depreciation. We didn't claim enough depreciation on our vehicles.
Nice.
Or something along those lines. And so, they sent us a check for a little over $2,000.
Nice.
And then they asked for their previous year's taxes because they think the same mistake may have happened in the previous year. So
that's a dice roll.
Well, it's perks of being squeaky clean with your taxes. Whenever you try to do everything above board, like even if you're wrong, let's just say I was wrong and it was $2,000 the other way. You don't see me crying about 50 grand.
No, but but you may be writing a check.
Could be.
You know what I mean?
Could be, maybe.
That's what I mean by it's a dice roll. Like they may be in the, okay, we're going to check so that we want to make sure everything's fine. And then they check and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, you owe us 10 grand from last year, motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, it could be.
I hate the government so much. God, they take so much. They just take and take.
Yeah.
I'm mad because I got some of my tax information back like 2 days ago. I've got to write some serious checks.
Yeah.
I'm not
That'll
happy.
Be me next year.
I've already written a big check. I'm going to have to write some more. It fucking pisses me off.
Our saving grace this year for taxes was that we needed to buy a commercial building in order to offset our tax liability.
Yeah, but you got to buy that.
Right.
We should talk about some farm ground after this.
And the one show that I want to buy, my buddy just put an offer in on it. So I got to wait for that to, I got to wait for that building to run its course to see if it's still available. So
I know a really nice farm we could buy.
Oh yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of hard to pass off as a business expense though.
Not if you put a fucking commercial building on it to run your business out of.
I got to be location specific with where the business is.
It's 2 minutes from 50 chickens. Highway.
That's probably not where.
Don't you want to get into Lee Summit?
We'll see.
Your guys don't come to the shop every day. It really fucking matter?
It does. When Google Maps is a key part of how people find you, you got to be very specific with where you choose to have your address. So,
well, that's very well said, but you can always get a fucking location through a little bitty office building somewhere. We've talked about it 10 times.
Yeah.
This is not a talk to have on the show, but we're half having it.
So,
back to the point, I hate the government. Continue.
Well, so like, as we've talked about a ton with the media and everything else, if you let the media spoil you out of control, then you're going to think the Olympics are nothing but corruption and it's just nothing but, you know, biased judges and biased results and everything else. But in reality, losers love to complain about how unfair shit is.
Yeah.
And so really a lot of times in all this, the losers are the media because they're just the ones trying to highlight or create division where there isn't division.
Well, you know what I mean? You say losers, but like, what do you mean by losers? They're still getting checks to be liars.
Well, right.
So are they really losing?
Well, yes, I mean,
if there's public floggings, okay. Like, that's what it should be.
So, like all the articles about the 100-meter dash and who's winning, they create all these clickbaity articles.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing on The Void and you want even more info, we just started a mentorship program specifically for trades professionals to start their business or to get their business to an incredibly healthy position. So if you'd like more info, click on the link in the description of this show.
Talking about, you know, I see a foot, I see 2 feet, a hand, and a head across the line before the supposed winner. And then once you click into the article, then it's like, by rule, it's the torso, and all, so like they're literally leading you on to think there's all this corruption on the headline.
Yeah.
And then they give you the right answer once you're in the article.
Yeah, because now they've got
loser.
Now they've got paid though, because you clicked on it,
right?
And their advertising dollars came in.
Exactly.
So who's the real loser?
Well,
stop using clickbait.
Right. The real losers are the ones that are allowing the media to brainwash them with all of this shit. Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to do your own. Like, I haven't watched 1 minute of the Olympics.
I have, because I like to watch the sports.
I've seen memes. I've seen slow motion replays of things that have been shared on the internet and stuff like that. I have not watched one live minute of the Olympics. The thing that I've seen slow motion replay over and over is the pole vaulter who lost his chance at Olympic gold because his dick hit the bar and knocked the bar off the rails.
First off, he wasn't gonna win gold. Like the kid that, so last night they actually had like the rest of that.
Right.
The kid that won gold, I don't know if he ended up setting a world record or not.
He did.
So he won gold and then made two more jumps and cleared the bar by like whatever.
Right.
Yeah. The kid, like no one was beating him.
Right.
Did you see, like they had a little interview with his parents in their backyard. Like dude, in their backyard, they had a running track and a pole vault deal, and it, like he'd been doing it since he was like 8.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's dedication. So like, no one was beating that kid.
The pole vaulter
Sweden, where
whose
he was from,
junk knocked off the pole.
Yeah.
His name is Anthony Amirati.
He's French, right?
I think so.
Well, I think he's French.
French athlete.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, Peck, like, we talked about this before. Like, dude, wear boxer briefs. What are you doing?
He was offered $250,000 by an adult entertainment company to showcase his goods on camera.
He's getting paid. Like, let me ask you this.
That's how you turn a loss into a win right there.
Let me ask
Walk
you this.
Walk out there with your head held high. You pick which head.
Like, let me ask you, what do you think he would rather have had?
Olympic gold.
Olympic gold?
Totally.
Yeah.
No, let me ask you, what do you think he would have had rather had? A chance to win Olympic gold against a kid who just set a world record.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was already talking about him winning a world record because he'd been in the world champions. These guys know each other.
He was Michael Phelps of the thing. And it was just known.
These guys know each other. They see each other jump. They know, like, so it's only a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Or 250 grand to make a couple pornos.
I'm saying Olympic gold.
I'm taking the 250 every time. Dude, you know what you can do with that much money?
Say Olympic gold.
That's a lot of money. It's a shot at it. You don't get it. You just get to jump against the guy who now owns a world record.
Well, it's for the same reason that I guess, like, I get asked by John all the time, you going to be a plumber? No. It's like, it's not my passion. Like, I'd rather make my money being a videographer.
How do you know that guy's passion isn't to be an adult film star?
You can make more money as a plumber, but that doesn't mean, like, it's going to bring me happiness and purpose.
I'm trying to find this other...
Yeah, John all the time is like, you mean a plumber? No.
No.
So
no.
There's this footage of
250. Man, that'd be hard. 250,000? You could buy a house and not have a mortgage.
2 years ago in the Winter Olympics.
That's hard to turn down.
This guy is in dead last. There's 5 people in a speed skating competition. And the front pack has 4 of them, and he's like 30 feet behind the front pack. Like, he's way in dead last. Last turn, all 4 people crash,
yeah,
and he gets first,
yeah,
right? So, yet another testament into business, don't give up. Like,
okay, I wonder where you're going with
that. He fought all the way through the whole thing.
Knowing I'm behind and I'm probably going to lose this thing.
I'm probably going to lose, but,
yep,
you know, if the only failure is actually giving up and I'm going to fight until the very end, and then all 4 people crashed out And because he was so far back, he didn't get caught up in the crash.
Yeah.
If he had been up in the pack, he would have gotten taken out too. And so because he was so far back, the pack crashed and slid off to the side, and he skated right across and got gold.
Yeah. I can only imagine the anxiety of waiting 4 years to spend just seconds competing. Because like with football, they go out every week, you know, when the season's here.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just a week's worth of anxiety.
You could be like the White Sox.
I think a lot of, I think a lot of people that are at that level, just no matter what it is, whether it be business or sports or whatever, 90% of them don't have anxiety issues at all, because it literally takes like another level of focus.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I've heard or read a lot of stories about people that do have severe anxiety. And then if they can get past it and get to that level, it actually gives them an edge.
Right.
Because they're like, I will not lose. You know what I mean?
Well, look,
but most
Patrick
people
Mahomes.
Don't. Like, Patrick yeah, Mahomes. The dude is so calm and cool all the time. Like when you have anxiety, you're nervous, a little jittery, you know, things phase you quickly. Like, you know, that guy don't have any.
Well, and
Tom Brady don't have any.
Also, when Pat's back's against the wall and when he's challenged, he rises to the occasion, right? Well, what's happened this year? He got ranked the fourth best player in the NFL.
I don't know how what these idiots are doing. All they're doing is giving the kid fire.
Yeah.
And they're then, like, dude, what do you like? Do you want to go poke the bear?
And then the Raiders making that Muppet puppet of him and everything. Like,
oh, this is Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you, dude, what are you doing?
You think you're
man?
Getting under his skin, but all you're doing is making him better.
Well, and like, I don't know when the Raiders beat us last. Like, I don't know what their record is since he's been here, but maybe it's one game they've won. Like, what do you?
We've never lost in Allegiant Stadium.
What are you doing? I think they beat us here once. Like, what
are you
doing?
Yeah, they beat us here, but we've never lost in Allegiant Stadium.
What are you doing? Use your brain.
Yeah.
The guy's already going to be the, like, don't give him more firepower.
Right.
Now in the third quarter, they're up 21. Guess what? He's going on the sideline going, coach, dude, do you remember the Kermit the Frog thing? We got to put some more, he's just running up the fucking score on
I guarantee you the Chiefs have already written out a couple of plays they're going to call Kermit that they're going to use specifically against the Raiders.
To score touchdowns.
And to score touchdowns.
It's going to be
Kermit 1, Kermit 2, Kermit 3.
It's going to be.
I think what they should do is the same thing. If you ever watch, remember the Titans, when the Denzel's team won and he hands the banana back to the coach.
Right.
Yeah.
The same thing with Patrick Mahomes. They should bring a Kermit the Frog and like when they win, just hand it back to him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
it's like, you know, Andy Reid's already said it best. You know, we don't spend a lot of time playing with dolls around here.
No, we kick ass and put up fucking Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah, we're too busy training for a Super Bowl than dressing up dolls like Kermit.
They've won three of the last five.
Yeah.
And they have 1-69, puts them at 4. I think, I don't remember who's leading, but I think they have 7 total as a franchise.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers have 7.
No, the Patriots, I think, have the most.
I think they have 6.
Do they? Oh.
Because Tom Brady has his 7th, but it was with the Bucks.
With the Bucks.
Yeah.
Right. So, there's parallel, like Olympics and everything else, there's parallels all the way through the entire thing, from what it takes to put in the work to even be eligible to compete, to the mentality that you have to have when you're at the competition, right? And staying cool under pressure. One of my favorite phrases or sayings out there is that when emotions are high, intelligence is low. And
yeah, you panic.
Right, right.
Instead of using your brain.
You've got to train yourself to keep your emotions at bay so that your intelligence can remain where it needs to, because you're not going to win the Olympics, you know, with high emotions and low intelligence. It's just not going to happen. Like, you have to be on your game for everything, right?
Yeah.
Same with sports, same with NFL, same with all that stuff. So you get, you know, all of those parallels come together, all of the different backgrounds, the different everything from everybody, and it creates great TV, but it also creates opportunities for you to not trust the media and anything that they say, because they're out there creating division and trying to, you know, mess with your brain about what's actually happening just for articles and just for clicks.
It's for clicks.
Yeah.
It's for clicks. So
they're
they can
an advertising
make money.
Agency is all they are.
Yeah.
They're like most media organizations nowadays are no more than an advertising agency pushing out the information that they want to push out. And they're trying to get as much attention as they can on them.
Yeah.
And if that's where you're getting your quote unquote news, then that's probably not good. Like, you need to
probably not good. No, it's a problem. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, do some research.
I haven't watched the news in years. And guess what? I still know what's going on. I still manage to stay hip to current events. And it's because I'm getting the real, stuff after it's been through the filter of everybody else. But also I'm getting some reactionary stuff too. So, as far as, like, I've seen the memes of the guys junk knocking off the pole vault bar over and over and over.
It's
like,
pretty funny.
You don't have to watch the Olympics to grab that. Like, you know, that's going to, that was the wrong choice of words there. I should not have used those words.
The first rule of holes.
Yeah.
No one, you're in one.
They call guess it what the pole next pole vaulting for a reason.
Austin, I'm going to need you to take all of that bullshit and edit it together and make a real funny meme or reel and send it to me.
Wah, wah, wah. Right?
Yes.
So here's another thing too.
You want to reach 2 million? That's how you do it.
another way where the media messes with your perception of sports. Harrison Bucker a while ago gave that commencement speech to a Catholic church at a Catholic commencement, and it pissed a lot of people off, right? Because they were...
Because they're stupid.
Right. And so the media took that and ran with it and created more division with it than anything else, right?
Yeah.
So then, in addition to all of that, you know, he caught flack and he caught flames for everything, and he, you know, suffered, you know, attacks on social media and people griping at him and complaining and everything else.
Yeah. Like, so, he gives a shit.
Right, like he cares.
You see,
right?
He got a new contract, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he gives a shit.
He just signed a new contract, which makes him the highest paid kicker in the NFL.
Yeah.
And people were trying to give him crap about it. And it's like, wait, nothing of what he said in that commencement speech violated any terms or agreements or rules of the NFL.
Yeah.
It didn't violate any of their code of conduct policies. Yeah. It didn't do anything. And yet we're going to try to act like...
I love how people now, when they don't agree, their thing to do is just throw a fucking, the loudest hissy fit they can.
Yep.
And try to get people in trouble, even if no rules were actually broken. I don't agree with you, so I'm going to try to burn you to the ground.
Right.
Like, what the hell's the matter with you? I don't agree with you. Like, that doesn't mean I'm going to try to come to your house and,
right,
you know, burn it down. Like, what? Stop. I'm not, it's insane to me that it's, that we've, how do I say this? That we've gone backwards,
right,
in being calm, cool, collected, being able to discuss things. Now it's, if you don't agree with me, especially from left to right and extreme right to left, like, the goal is now just to burn your entire civilization to the ground.
Well,
it's just like, what are we doing?
Here's a prime example of being okay disagreeing. One of our coolest customers, used to own barbecue joints around town, and he's closed them all.
Because they sucked.
No, they were good.
No, they weren't. Good. They sucked.
Okay.
Listen, to be a good barbecue joint in Kansas City, you got to have three things. Great service, great barbecue, great sides. They had great barbecue. That's it.
Well, maybe that's why they closed. I don't know.
Their sides sucked, and their service sucked.
Oh, no, I love their sides.
God, it was... No, stop it.
Wait, moving you mean on. We don't all agree?
Yes.
I thought what it was.
I'm not going to try to shut down Smedley Plumbing because I don't agree with you about barbecue.
So he and I greatly disagree on a lot of social topics, right? And we'll disagree like on Facebook through comments and stuff. And it's not heated arguments or anything else. It's just disagreeing.
Yes.
Yeah. He still uses us for all of his plumbing. I'm bringing him out of retirement and he's going to barbecue in our driveway for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary party that's coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh.
So.
Am I invited?
No, because you said his barbecue sucks.
See? See what you, do you see what you just did?
I'm proving a point.
We didn't agree and you now you tried to burn
because
me.
Because we disagree.
Now. I wouldn't eat that fucking shit. I wouldn't eat that dog food if.
Whatever.
I will eat before I come.
You'll come over and you're going to be like, this is a damn good barbecue slider.
I love your parents. They are like my...
Did you get an RSVP?
No, of course not. No one fucking invites me to anything. Well, I get no invites.
I wasn't
invites.
In charge of the RSVP,
I get,
so...
I get no invites to the breakfasts. I get no invites to the dinners. That's, I get no invites to the parents' anniversary. I get nothing.
You're not invited to our lake day on Friday either.
I'll see plenty of you next week. That doesn't hurt my feelings.
But yeah, like, I'm still supporting him and paying him to come out and cater barbecue to us. He still supports us and pays us to do all of his plumbing and everything else. And yeah, we greatly disagree on these social topics, but we can still recognize that, like, I think you're the GOAT when it comes to barbecue. You think I'm the GOAT when it comes to plumbing. Like, we can agree to disagree on these other things.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But I'm still going to support you and you're still going to support me.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it should be.
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? That is the way it should be, but that's not the way it is.
It's not the way it is.
People are nuts, man.
Right.
They're nuts.
So last Friday, I go to the Morgan Wallen concert.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every $10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Which I knew almost nothing about Morgan Wallen going into this concert.
I
was the typical like Taylor Swift dad kind of role of I just had to buy the tickets and drive everybody and pay for it. And
I don't listen to much country, so I don't. I mean, I know he's big, like huge.
He's big,
but I don't like. I may like if you told me this song's his and this song's his, I might be like, okay, yeah, I know those.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, and you would like you'd know his songs,
yeah,
if you heard them.
Yeah.
So a couple of wild things with this thing. For one,
Did you go the first night or second night?
Second night.
Okay.
So
they were both at Arrowhead, right?
Both at Arrowhead.
Okay.
First night, he actually surprised everybody with Brooks and Dunn during the encore.
How many songs did Brooks and Dunn play?
Neon Moon. It was a collab.
They came out for one song.
They came out for one song, played Neon Moon with Morgan Wallen.
Do you
during the encore? Which I mean, encores are planned now, but
they are. Okay. I have so many questions. Did he pay them to come in? Were they in town and they were like, "Hey, let's do one song."
Yeah.
Do you know how much it would cost to pay Brooks and Dunn to fly in on a jet, play one song and leave?
Competition happens at the bottom. Collaboration happens at the top, man.
They didn't do it for free. Collaboration is to make money.
Right. So maybe they got exposure from it.
That's why I'm curious.
Maybe he let them do it for free and they got exposure and now they're getting paid on their own thing because they got mentioned on Morgan Wallen stuff.
Nah, dude, they're set.
Who knows? But
I bet they were in. Man, that's so weird. I'd like to ask them.
So he was supposed to go on at 9. The first night, he went on at like 9:03. Right?
Yeah.
The second night, it was like fucking 9:45. And we're all like, the crowd's growing unrestless. People are posting on social media. Morgan Wallen's MIA. So
all the other acts went and then there was a break?
Hour and 45 minutes between the last act and him.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Damn.
And so we didn't know. Like, we're like, what the fuck? And Morgan Wallen has a past of getting a little rowdy and kind of...
Dude, if I was a rock star,
I know.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Like what happened to Dave? Man, he drank half a fifth. He's sleeping.
Yeah,
he'll be up. We gotta give him 30 minutes.
Yeah. So we were all kind of growing restless and everything else. Turns out somebody went on social media.
I knew about this.
So Morgan Wallen had announced that he was walking out with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Somebody went on social media and said he's murdering Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce if they walk out with Morgan Wallen. So they shut the shit down and made sure everything was safe. And then they filmed them coming through the tunnels and everything, but you never saw Mahomes and Kelce on the field. They stayed in the tunnels the whole time.
Yeah.
But that's why he was late, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he comes out that night wearing a number 7 Chiefs jersey.
A Bucker jersey. I did see that.
It had Wallen on the back of it. Like it was custom made Bucker, like Bucker's number.
Yeah.
And it had Wallen's name on the back of it.
Yeah.
So obviously you don't know the truth, but if you're going to wear a current player's number, that means you support that current
player.
He's
not a dip fuck.
Right.
I mean, come on.
So it's obvious Morgan Wallen supports Harrison Butker's stance on the fact that college isn't everything it's cracked up to be. Making a family at home is everything that it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
So don't believe, like, the cool part about Harrison Butker's speech is he's at a collegiate commencement.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't believe the brainwashing that you've just been fed for 4 years. This ain't that important.
No.
The family that you're going to build over the next 4 to 8 years, that is what's important.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. It's because all the freaking libtards were like, no,
we can't.
Education is everything.
We can't strike down education.
Yeah. The fuck
education
we,
is important. We let people go into debt. Can't.
Yeah.
So much debt that you can't even get rid of it if you file bankruptcy.
We're trying to brainwash people. Religion is awful.
Yeah.
So,
One final thing about the Morgan Wallen concert. So we get there. We park, we walk. It was a seven.
Wait. Who went?
Me and Danielle and the boys.
Okay, four all four
us,
of you
yeah,
went.
Yeah, four
okay.
of us went.
Okay.
It's the boys' first concert. They've never been to a concert.
That's probably an okay one for them to go to.
It was $800 for four tickets, and we were second row from the top.
We're not going to talk about your stupidity and money at Arrowhead
God
Stadium.
Damn.
We're not talking about you being a dumbass. We're just talking about that's an okay concert for them to go to.
Yeah. And then Mason's like, oh, look at this photo that my friend took. She's on the floor. And I'm like, good God, that's like a $3,000 ticket. Like one ticket's like one ticket's a Honda Civic. Like, come on.
I don't know. Like, is that what they were?
Yes.
Like face value? Like
yes.
I go to Ticketmaster and I'm waiting in line.
Yes.
And I get up there and I want a floor seat and they're like $3,000.
You had to like qualify for pre-buy to get floor.
For pre-buy, what do you mean qualify? Like they had to run your credit?
No, you had to like put it into a lottery.
Or you had to be like,
And then once you won the lottery, then you were allowed to.
Let me ask you something. You're a Chiefs ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, do you or Jackson County residents that pay for half of that bullshit, do they get like.
That's only for the Chiefs games.
Do they get preference points?
No.
I own the parking lot regardless if it's for Chiefs games or Morgan Whalen coming and singing his fucking weird songs or whatever the hell he does.
Had to pay $50 to park in that parking lot that night too. So
you want to talk about the biggest scam in the history of fucking mankind?
Yeah.
It's like you almost pay for more for parking if you go preseason.
Yeah.
Like for the Chiefs. It's like $50 bucks for parking, you know, $80 for the
ticket. I love the man, the Chiefs are going to move to Kansas. I don't even give a shit anymore. Yeah. Like I
love
gonna
that
watch
they're, them whether they're in Missouri or Kansas. I really don't fucking care.
I love that they're here. I love that the stadiums are together. I have a lot of memories there. So yeah, I'll be sad when they go.
Yeah.
But like there is a point where money outweighs stupidity.
Well,
like this is one of those times. Like we are spending so much money.
Yeah.
We got homeless. We can't fix our fucking roads. We got like
Kansas City's a fucking dumpster fire.
It is a dumpster fire.
Maybe they need to lose the Chiefs. Let's just be honest.
I love how, like, we're getting off topic here, but I love how we can't fix the roads we have, and they're worried about the Chiefs and the Royals, and then they want to build a park over 670 that's going to cost like $1 billion to do. Like, you.
But it feels good.
You fools don't have any money. I mean, what's going to happen at that park? Homeless people, drug use, murders. That's what's happening at that park.
Right.
What are we doing?
Well, that's.
You want to talk about stupidity?
There's no fixing Kansas City until you right that ship.
Like
all the way from the top.
I keep saying there needs to be like nuclear attacks at like each major city, like tactical little small bombs and stuff. I think it may need to happen because it's just a shit show, man.
For the listeners out there, if you hear of a vigilante going out on a rampage.
I don't have money for tactical nuclear weapons.
Rule number one about Fight Club is we do not talk about Fight Club.
I'd like
Project Mayhem may commence.
I like to get that Lucas and Quentin Lucas in a Fight Club.
Yeah.
Whip that dumbass. God, he's an idiot.
Dave says, I don't have money for nukes, but then like just last podcast, he's like, I have 7 boxes that's coming from Amazon to my door. I just want to make for sure.
Yeah.
They get to my door.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Salt and sugar
for the apocalypse.
we go to the Morgan Wallen concert. We had to park way in the outskirts because we didn't get there near soon enough.
Well, let me guess why. Your wife or one of the boys wasn't ready.
No, it was 98 degrees and sunny. And
oh,
I'll
you
be
said screw
if,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not sitting out there.
I'll show up an hour late, then show up 3 hours early.
Yeah, it was hot.
And so
it was hot that weekend.
Danielle's phone actually alerted her. Congrats on your 17-minute workout.
Because she walked all the way in.
Because we walked from the car to our seats.
I can't tell if it's good that was a little bit of a workout or bad because that's the biggest workout her phone has seen in a long time.
I don't know.
It's one of those.
It's one of those.
It's one of those.
Well, I mean, you think about it too. Like a lot of times you're actually working out, your phone's like next to you.
Yeah.
So it's your phone's not going to record a workout unless it's like in your pocket.
No,
so.
I know.
But
it's
anyway.
It's called a joke, Mitch.
Yeah, I know. But, so
just immediately defensive.
We go into the stadium and we're not in the stadium 10 feet in this crowd, like fan assistance people come over to us and they're like, ma'am, sir, we got to talk to you. Mason's wearing a shirt. It's an Apex shirt. And it says
Apex. Apex, the group you were in.
Yeah. It says F*CK, your excuses. Okay. And he likes to wear it when we go out in public. He likes to wear it to car events because he gets compliments on it 24/7. He can't wear that thing out to a public event without getting like 15 to 30 compliments.
I'm not going to bring up the fact that you and your wife are both attention whores because apparently he's got that gene too.
I don't know. But in other words, I guess what I'm saying is nobody yet has been offended by the shirt. Everybody appreciates it, right? Yeah. It's the general mantra of everybody. Like, fuck your excuses. Do it anyway, right?
Well, it's the don't be lazy shirt.
Right.
That's really what it is.
So these fan assistance people come over and they're like, he can't wear that in the stadium. And
were you already in the stadium?
We were 10 feet into the stadium.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've already checked in and they said we were fine.
Yeah. And so
I'm a scene maker too. That's not good.
Danielle doesn't handle being,
no, she's a scene maker too.
Yeah. She doesn't handle being like, I'm not going to say attacked, but being approached in that direct of a manner, that fast direct manner.
She thinks it's an attack. She goes full redhead crazy. So you know, she does.
She just looked at Mason and said, Mason, turn it inside out and you can turn it back right side out once we get to our seats. And this lady went livid. She was like, absolutely not. You're not doing that. You need to come over here right now. I need your ID and I need your tickets. And Danielle's like, what are you doing? And she's like, you're on a warning right now. I would watch your mouth. And
I'd right then, that lady to fuck off.
Right then Danielle points at me and she's like, you're going to have to talk to him because you don't want me talking to you right now. And so the lady takes a photo of her ID and takes a photo of all of our tickets.
Yeah. So,
and then the guy that was with this lady comes over to me and he was like, you know,
so this lady's on a power trip for sure.
The
right?
guy and the girl both are.
Yeah.
And so the guy's like, do you understand the problem here? And I'm like, yeah, I understand the fucking problem here. You can have any jackhole in the world walk through here with a gay pride flag and you guys don't say two shits, but we have an almost cuss word on a t-shirt and you guys are losing your shit.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, whoa, 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 don't yell at me. I'm not, why are you mad at me?
I will yell at all of you.
And I said, hold on, hold on. You can't come raise your voice at me and stop our traffic on our way to our seats and then
expect nothing.
Expect me to just roll over on you.
Yeah.
Besides, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at you for the policy you're enforcing.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have the balls to enforce the policy, you need to have the balls for somebody to raise their voice at you. And
I love it.
Yeah. And the guy's like, okay, I'm just making sure you're not mad at me. I'm like, no, we're cool. Your policy that you have to enforce is bullshit.
See, I wouldn't have told him he was cool. I'd been like, no, you're right. You're a douche too for even thinking that you should be able to do this. Like what? Come on.
So Mason flips his shirt inside out. The moment we get to our seats, flips it right back side out. And because we're on the second to top row.
No one's coming up there.
Oh no, they did.
Did they really?
They actually sent people up and checked on us. And I mean, you could see, because you see him come out of the little tunnel
and look around like this
and look around for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so as soon as they did, I'm like, Mason, turn your shirt back around, you know? And so he'd turn it back around as they'd come up the aisle. And then as soon as they turn around and walk down the aisle, I'd turn it back around. And then once it like,
I'd have made him buy me a shirt. I'd have been like, look, this is ridiculous. If you want him to do that, you're buying us a shirt.
Well,
like give me a shirt he can wear.
So they were trying to say that they have a no foul language policy in the stadium.
Have you ever been to a Chiefs game?
Right.
Did you look at him and be like, dude, this is football, right?
Nate Smith was the second performing artist to come on stage. He literally got on stage and said, Kansas fucking City, how are we doing?
Did you go down there and say, he said the fuck word in the Arrowhead Stadium?
They were playing. Oh, now my mind went blank on who it was. They were playing some raunchy ass rap songs. Like, might as well be wet ass pussy stuff. in between the sets.
Well,
right?
I don't understand. Like if I go to a country music concert, why is there rap being played in between country music artists?
I don't know either. But like
that makes no sense to me.
We can't let people with an almost cuss word on their shirt into the stadium.
But every other cuss word in the song.
But we're gonna let the guy who's running the guy who's playing the show cuss at everybody in the stadium.
Yeah.
Right?
You should have went down there.
Meanwhile,
and complained.
80,000 people there, maybe 200 see my kid's shirt.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this guy's cussing at all 80,000 of them.
You should have went down there and been like, excuse me, I thought there was a no cussing policy in Arrowhead Stadium.
I was ready if they wanted to push it further.
Kicked out?
Well, obviously I'd be disputing the charge on my credit card and everything else.
I've been kicked out of a bunch of places, not like big places. I'll revel in it every time.
Yeah.
Because it's by then I'm so mad. My goal is like, okay, if I'm going out, we're all going out.
I mean, I had already had the talk with the family. Like if this does come to a head, Mason, you and I are trading shirts. I will wear your shirt out of here and they're kicking me out and you three stay.
Yeah.
Because they
and on the way out, I'm punching every fucking one of them in the mouth.
Yeah.
Pick me up at KC Mo County Jail.
on the like on one hand,
assault's only $200 to get out.
On one hand, I can understand just their desire to try to keep, you know, a family environment and everything else.
But first off, a concert at Arrowhead's not a family environment. Okay, if you think it is, you are a bad parent.
Right,
like that's not a family environment.
Right, that's like Hooters is a family restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just it's the same thing as a Chiefs game. Like it's not Royal Stadium. Royal Stadium.
All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is Field Pulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using Field Pulse. So if you'd like to check out Field Pulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show.
That's a family environment. They have a kids' playground,
yeah,
a carousel, ice cream. Arrowhead Stadium is a place to go get drunk, yell football, cuss, scream, carry. Like, they're just two different environments.
Yeah.
It is not a family environment.
You can't say it's a family environment and then sell $1 million in alcohol in the same day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just, let's just slow our roll a little bit.
Ultimately, my take on the whole thing was, it's 2024. I think cuss words are the least of our concerns.
Yeah.
Like, especially an almost cuss word.
Yeah. Did you look at, was she a big gal?
No, they were both way shorter than me.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, he came up to my chin.
I meant...
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Heavy Lisa.
But
yeah, I thought... I was going to say, was it Heavy Lisa? Yeah. Like, she just mad but at the world because she's fat.
I did call her out, and I'm like, show me where the cuss word is on this shirt. There's not a single cuss word on the shirt. F asterisk CK is not a cuss word.
Yeah.
Show me where the cuss word
what
is.
What if it's supposed to be an A, bitch?
And...
Bitch is a cuss word. How about
I
that?
I can't recall the shirt, but I know I've been in the Chiefs Pro Shop, and they have shirts that are asterisked and apostrophed out.
Oh, yeah, they got them.
It'll say like S character, 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 or S character, character, T.
Yeah.
Like they have that.
Own your
literally
shit. I think they have an Own Your Shit Chief shirt.
Well, so I have one of those, and it's Own Your SH asterisk T.
I think theirs is S asterisk, asterisk, T.
Yeah. And so like I could literally walk into your pro shop right now and find your entire organization in violation of your own fucking policy.
And you know that lady don't work for the Chiefs.
I paid $800 for the four of us to come in here. I'll be damned if you're going to kick me out over an almost cuss word on my t-shirt.
Although that would happen to you. Like
it probably would.
You have a lot of weird stories.
That would be it.
That would be in your wheelhouse.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. So just a little bit about my weekend.
You always have something interesting happening.
Well, just wait until after our Tradewinds event. We're going to have boatloads of stories for that.
No, we're not. The only one we had from the last event was...
What happens at the lake stays at the lake? Is that
was you
getting hit
almost
on by the...
making out with a gay guy.
Almost making out. No.
That's how I heard it. I wasn't there. That's just what I heard the other guy said.
Yeah.
I don't know...
I just hope I don't break my boat. I'm 2 for 2 on breaking my boat at Lake of the Ozarks.
I am trying to not say anything that'll get me in trouble later.
Yeah.
So hopefully nothing weird happens.
Hopefully nothing weird.
Kirk Cousins is the name of that quarterback in that show.
It just came to you.
No, I wrote it down. I looked it up.
Oh.
It fucking was driving me insane.
There you go.
That was it.
All right, we're gonna split this into two shows. By now, if you're hearing this part of it, you've
this is like 10 minutes late, by the way.
Yeah, so we're gonna split this into two shows. At the time you're hearing this one, David and I are actually at Lake of the Ozarks with one of our events that we throw for Tradewinds, where we have tons of other small business owners there, and we're talking business and we're talking finances. We've actually brought in for this event, we've brought in a special guest that is a finance expert that is going to help everybody understand what to do with the profit that they've made throughout this year. So if you guys want any more information on Tradewinds or on these events, there is a link in the description of the show where you can click on that. You can also email us, askmitch@mitchsmedley.com. We're both on Facebook. I am Mitch Smedley with the blue check. David is Hilton Dave, or Hilton David. And I think he's got his profile picture as a red Camaro and a daughter on.
Yes,
on
it is.
Yep.
Yes.
So, you can also email us Mitch@tradewindsconsulting.com or David@tradewindsconsulting.com. And Trade Winds is like winning in the trades, not like blowing winds. It's like Olympic winds.
Yes.
So, until next week, guys, we will see you later.
See you.